evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 12/10/2021. Well, I tell you what, I skipped back a month or something there. I don't know. Well, listen, tell me, ladies and gentlemen, I talked to you about last night. We talked to you about how what had been going on in the Great Lakes, well, now apparently was going on in the Smokies. And I brought to you information. If you did not hear last night's show, Thursday night's show, then go to the archives and listen to it. But the fact of the matter is that continued on up into today. So we were right on the money. Yesterday we had an RC-135 come down from the Great Lakes where they had been patrolling and still are patrolling. And more stuff keeps going up there and looking. We told you before up there, we think that they put troops on the ground. We know that they did around the lakes, and they're vectoring in and looking for stuff. Now, in the Smokies, and when I say that, I'm going to tell you from, say, Pigeon Forge, Sevier County, Cock County, Tennessee, on down to Gatlinburg there, across, if you go across through the back roads, go over there towards Waynesville and Maggie Valley, North Carolina, and you go up to Johnson City, Tennessee, which is right up not too far from the Virginia border, and all of that. Well, anyway, let me just say this. Those two areas, that area out there by Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, Knoxville, that is one area. And they've been roaming and doing racetracks around that area. They first came in from there and then up around Johnson City in that area. They're doing big racetracks with aircraft. Now, what was very interesting as we watched this today earlier in the afternoon is that stuff would arrive and it would be on stage for a while. Then some of them would turn off. Okay, turn off the transponder. But the fact is they had a an RC-135, which then, what's interesting, they brought in, listen to this, because this is most interesting, and this tells you how serious it is. They brought in P-8 Orion, P-8 Pegasus, either P-8 Pegasus or P-3 Orion, I forget, from like Maryland or Virginia, from Oceana, Hampton Roads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the big naval bases over there by D.C., and by the Chesapeake Bay and all of that. And they brought them over into the Smokies. Well, that's quite a long way for a plane that hunts submarines off the coast, okay, and out at sea. Well, consequently, if they bring those in, they've got all these sensors, the highest quality sensors, radars, look down camera, all the different stuff, signal intelligence, if you're doing something, they can find it. And what we think is happening is after last night and talking all about it, that they're picking up again, perhaps, low power transmissions by Russian groups on the ground. Okay? And when I say Russian groups on the ground, they don't have their uniforms in the hut, hut, hut. These guys are probably working in the gin joints and the steakhouse in Gatlinburg. Okay, these people are working in regular industries and what have you throughout Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia. You know, the whole nine yards. They're in that whole area, North Carolina, and I talked about the possibility of them last night digging up their suitcases and getting ready to go against the Tennessee Valley Authority dams and maybe the Duke Power Plant and all that kind of stuff. Well, consequently, today, we're getting a heck of a lot of activity after I rang the bells last night, because I'm going to tell you, I guarantee you there's somebody in the wire, because you don't send P-8 Pegasus or P-3 Orions from the coast and send them in 1,000 miles or whatever to the Smoky Mountains, do you? Particularly since they're supposed to be over the water, but they have the high-quality stuff, and then they can also check in like the French Broad River and different lakes and different things like that. But in the forest up above Johnson City, Tennessee, which is a good town, that area up in there seemed to be where they were looking at and doing a big racetracks. And what I think that, and then they brought another P-8, I believe, in from Jacksonville, Now, that's interesting. That's all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, or somewhere, you know, by Treasure Island there, and they brought that sucker up. And they're doing racetracks with it, while the RC-135 went back to base, or either that, or went back up into the Great Lakes. These are all surveillance planes. They then brought in another plane, which was some kind of a standard such-and-such military jet. It didn't really give too much information about it. Then it transponded off, but it is something that could go in and out of the mountain peaks. Okay, smaller, but still with the high-quality surveillance capabilities. So I'm telling you that what we talked about last night is going down, has been going down, and I guarantee you when we had that C-17 in last night, and it looked like it was kind of going in a path and the speed and everything was just right, I think some boys jumped out the back door, you know, waving bye-bye to you where they had their night vision on and they were up at a higher altitude and did a little halo and came on down, you know, so as not to alert, you know, with helicopters, the Russians on the ground. So there must be Russians or Red Chinese. And you know how I know this? Because, well, you know, we've got a supposedly the Google Loony Balloons were all that all China canceled all of that, and they gave that over to the private corporation off the shelf, allegedly out of private corporation off the shelf, allegedly out of South Dakota, which allegedly is tied to DARPA or whatever. But now the question is, who do they work for, and are they still not working for the Red Chinese, but just taking away the attribution of Red Chinese Google Loony Balloons? Because in the whole midst of all of this, when all this stuff is gone going down, and guess what? You know the altitudes that the P3 or the P8s were doing? About 2,800 feet to 3,000. No, not 28,000. They're at like 2,800 feet. They even put a NOTAM, a do not fly notice, in that entire area. From east of Knoxville, like, you know, Pigeon Forge and all of that, up there to Johnson County and around to Gatlinburg and that whole area right in there, all right? Put a no-fly zone in those areas because you had P-3 Orions or P-8 Pegasus flying at 2,800, 3,000 feet. Well, they're looking close. They're looking close for somebody on the ground, for the Ruski on the ground, or the Red Shiny on the ground. And then guess what? Well, they're all lower down looking, and we got boots on the ground looking, and they're getting vectored in to where the people are, and I hope they nail their butt. I hope they go in and nail the Ruski or the Red Chinese butt and nail it to the ground, man. And I'd like to see them put them up on pikes at the head as you come into the United Nations, Smoky Mountains, you know, all that baloney, all right? I'd like to see that. I'd like to see them take them to Rehoboth Beach and maybe lay them on the Rehoboth Beach up there so they couldn't deny it, you know? Because this is happening because of the people that take big money at the top of the food chain and who are worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer, worshiping Lucy himself, you see, and getting ready for the Antichrist, getting ready for the AC, which who knows, could be Obama, it could be Prince Charles, it could be Boutros Ghali, perhaps, allegedly he might be the guy, all right? But we've got Russians or Chinese in the wire, and I suspect Russians, because like I said last night, Brother Greg Evenson told me that they used to practice against op force guys who were pretending to be the Russians with suitcase nukes to come in to blow up the TVA authority dams and power plants and all of that in that area. So consequently, that would then cause, with all that, that would cause the grid to cascade and go down in a lot of places, all right? So the fact is that when Greg said they used to try to catch them, And they would pretend like they were the, Porsche would pretend they were the Russians. And they would have to do stuff to get them. Well, anyway, that was ongoing from the 60s on, okay? But it looks like we may have forgot to be doing that anymore, you know? Because it's just, we, you know, we're just a big dog on the block. And the Russians, well, Biden called it, we're going to fight you on the Eastern Front. You know, it's like this is not World War II, China Joe. And Senator Wicker, all these guys. Now, I don't mind being tough against the Russian and the Red Chinese. And I'll tell you what, you better have your stuff ready to play if you're playing guts poker with Xi or Putin, I'm going to tell you. And we don't have it ready. And our Pentagon is more worried about the Confederate flag or some stupid crap that don't exist any more than crackers and honkies are being called. You know, anybody who says cracker or honky, I guess they're racist and they need to get thrown out of the military. You know, see, it's all so stupid. What the problem is, when you get all that stuff and you get in the foxhole, it don't make Jack Diddley squat. You know, when you get, you're going through the door Iraq or in Afghanistan, it don't make any difference. Because I'm going to tell you what, there ain't no atheist in the foxhole, like they used to say. Everybody is on that team. And I'm going to tell you, they're playing games with that, and they lost after Obama gave away the store and all the stuff. And it looks like he gave it away on the hypersonic missile systems. Because I remember we were dealing with that back in the 80s, all right? We had all the original stuff, so they gave all the stuff to the Chinese and probably to the Russians, too. But anyway, guess what was above it all? Boy, it rushed on down, allegedly, from South Dakota, where it's on the way, the Looney Balloon, at about 58 to 60,000 feet. All right. Going to go over and overlook everything. Probably so they can tip off the Russians or the Red Chinese, who are in collusion together at this point. They won't be eventually, but they are right now against the U.S. And Henry Gruber talked to us about that. I've seen stuff like that myself with the Russians and the Chinese, and I saw it in a dream. All right. Everybody's getting that because that is the get-go. If they go at the same time, the U.S. can't win. They can knock the eagle out, and it's done for. And then you're going to be the one fighting the war out there. So I'm going to tell you, you better get ready. You better get ready to stand in the gap. You better get ready to have food and ammunition. You better get ready. You better have the K-bar knife sharp. You better have your boot knife sharp, your machete sharp, your sawed-off shotgun, legal length, of course, legal length, of course, legal length, of course, sawed-off, legal length, legal length, legal length, sawed-off shotgun. You better have it ready in from the back of you, you know, the way some guys used to carry. They had machete on the one side in the pack, and they had the blaster in the other. But be that as it may, however you're going to do it, 22 rifle or a 357 wheel gun, you know, burning up the range out west. Anyway, I will just let you know that the game is in play, and apparently we were right on the target again. Right on the money again, and if anybody knows anything more about it, then RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And anybody who's in the Blue Ridge, the Smokies, you're sitting there at Pigeon Forge, or you're at Newport, or wherever you might be, you know. Also, you might want to take a look, and I'll tell you, the Russians love that knife shop along the road down there by Pigeon Forge, the two-story shop where you can buy all the knives. It's every knife in the world ever, and sword is in that thing. They love that joint, and they buy those $200-$400 knives because they got all the money because Obama was paying the Spetsnaz. Out of black budget funds, still are, as far as I know. Still are, as far as I know, allegedly. Still are, as far as I know. So I'm going to tell you what, also going on today, And this just ties all right in, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently in Texas, there's a lot of Texas FEMA, the Department of Emergency, Texas Department of Emergency Management or whatever. They must have been allegedly having tabletop exercises and stuff like that, drills, as to what would happen if somebody took over the controls to, like, the pipelines coming in from the Gulf, okay, or, like, out of Corpus or out of up the Houston Ship Channel or different areas, Sabine, wherever it might be. That somebody is taking over either with the computers or physically taking over the plants with the infiltrators or what have you, and then shutting off the fuel from the Gulf wells into the refineries and that kind of stuff. And apparently there's a lot of tabletop exercises, and they're talking about, well, what if this the hub, you know, where it's a, like a transport hub where they give all the gasoline to all the, you know, places in the region, you know, or what about this one over Houston, or this one over at Victoria, or this one over at Sabine, or this one at Corpus, or whatever it is, all right? And that would go up and down the line in the West Texas as well. The fact is that what would happen, well, apparently there's no real contingency plans, no real contingency plans for if this happened. In other words, they don't have an A, B, C, D, E, X, Y, Z, 4, 5, 3, boom, boom, boom. They don't have the plan. They'd have to formulate it instead of push the button and say, okay, go team, okay, Texas Guard, okay, you go take them sons of bucks back, huh? Or, hey, let's shut it down and then let's go to the manual control. Let's go to the manual control and put people in the sites, okay, and do it the old-fashioned way. Or if there's somebody in there that's hacked it, or not hacked it, but it's taking charge of it manually, then you go in there and get them out and reestablish the flow. So what I'm going to tell you, in the midst of all of this, you could have a total knockout, and then you could have total chaos as the supply of oil and or gasoline and stuff is prevented from circulating even in the state of Texas, let alone as you go up into the, you know, the 48, you know. So we saw how what all the pipeline troubles and stuff were when we had the problems earlier this year over there, and the gasoline was going through the roof, but everybody in Virginia and West Virginia and all over that region was trying to get gasoline and couldn't get it. You've seen what happens during the hurricanes. You see what happens in all this stuff. So I'm going to tell you, you might want to get some of the old Stabile gas stuff, you know, the additive for the gas that will keep it from going bad. And you might want to get you a few extra 5-gallon cans. You can always still use them in your leaf blower or your snow blower or your chainsaw or whatever at some point if you need to. You know what I mean? Or in your car later on. Just go ahead and treat the 5-gallon cans, all right? Go ahead and treat it to make sure that it doesn't go bad. And then you got to write the date you put it in and rotate it out and use it. But I think it might not be a bad time to have a, you know, an extra 15, 20 gallon of gas, you know, at least a tank. Get yourself a tank for your truck or your car. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is not going to be fun. And then the other thing I'm going to tell you, look into the possibility of alcohol can be a gas, too. Alcohol can be a gas, too. Bloom, what's his name, David Bloom or Blum, right? I believe that that guy has got some really good stuff and that you can make and utilize. And during the old Prohibition days, the moonshiners and the bootleggers had no problem with gasoline because they was running alcohol. They're running high chest alcohol in most of their vehicles, maybe mix it with a little gas to give it a little better flavor. But I saw Tim Smith the other night on the Moonshiner Show. Him and a guy, they made some gasohol. They made the 180 proof stuff, which is very dangerous, but they made like pure alcohol. They tried to run the mini bike on it. Didn't run real good. And I've seen that before years ago in go-karts and that kind of stuff. But if you mix that with a little gasoline in a ratio there, you'll find that that stuff runs real good and then got a lot of pep to the motor. But there's ways of then altering certain things, and the flex fuel vehicles and that kind of stuff makes it much easier to burn higher content of alcohol. All right? Consequently, you might think about getting into the alcohol-making business for the purposes of fuel for your farm or your ranch or your personal use. You see what I'm saying? And the fact is, you know, that might not be a bad thing to do on small batches, what have you. That's also probably good for snake bite, and you can make herbal tinctures out of it if you're careful and do it the right way and all of that kind of thing. I'm not saying to go out and break the law, but I'm going to tell you, pretty soon when the Russians pop something or the Red Chinese pop something with a hypersonic missile or take the grid down with the EMP, right? Take the grid down with the EMP. Here's the headline out of Epoch News I was talking about last night. An electromagnetic pulse weapon deployed above the U.S. could decimate the country's power supply, triggering mass chaos. Society would no longer be intact. Did you hear that? Society would no longer be intact. Experts warn of threat of electromagnetic attack from China and Russia. Okay? General Charles Q. Brown Jr., he was renominated Chief of Staff of the U.S. Air Force, he would tell you the same thing, okay? So just to know it's not fly by night or goopy doopy whoopy, I'm going to tell you. Now, the other thing, the other way war is fought is what Brother Quayle talked about years ago in his weather warfare book, you know? And he talked about that, you know, back in the 90s, you know, and all of that. And he got temperatures like huge temperatures in Russia, okay? You've got huge high temperatures in the west of the United States, all right? Just crazy temperatures. Warm, all right, warm, all right? And then all this stuff ongoing. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here today, I'm just in short sleeve shirt, you know? So I don't know. This is the way wars are fought. Earthquakes are the way wars are fought. But the EMP would knock it all out of the box real quick. And then the Russians can sabotage this stuff. They can do it that way. They can pop Cumbre Vieja and do it that way. They can do the EMP overhead and do it that way. They can go ahead and hit, once again, you know, 9 or 10 key power substations. Let's take out TVA dams with a suitcase nuke and other power plants, perhaps like that Duke or some of those others in Tennessee up there. You got the those big dams around Nashville and all that, and then in Alabama and, you know what, Tom Bigby and all those kind of things. You know, the Deliverance River and all that, where they have the dams down in there, all right? So if they do that and they take that stuff out, or maybe they got some dams out west, don't they? Ooh. Oh, you know, well, there's no infiltration in Las Vegas. I mean, everybody, you know, their ID's checked at every corner there, aren't they? Or, you know, so you got Hoover and you got all kind of dams out west. And you don't think that there's Russians inside the United States? Obama hired a lot of them, but there's others that just came in. I mean, you can pretty well walk across the border anywhere you want to go. And if you got the right documentation and paperwork and you're a spy or you're GRU, then you're going to have all that stuff. And it's going to proof up. So if they can bring in, and incidentally, they're still looking at the St. Lawrence Seaway with the surveillance aircraft, because I'll tell you what, that's where the Russians came in. That's where they brought in one of them dadgum big cabin cruisers or spa yachts or research vessels or whatever that can offload submarines into the Great Lakes. Or they can just come in any of those and, you know, three, four, five of those. Oh, yeah, oh, hey, we're Canadian fishermen. We came around the other way. Oh, came in from Brunswick or Nova Scotia, right? We're going to go into the America lakes, right? Yeah. Just sail right on in.
fixing to get hit. And I want you to be prepared. I want you to be prepared. And the Lord Jesus wants you to endure it till the end. The same shall be saved. Okay. Now, let me tell you here. Let me read this to you. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies. Round about his lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images and boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of the judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. And rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. But I would be remiss not to read this one. He that dwelleth in the secret place, 91 Psalm, of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands. And lest thou dash thy foot against the stone, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you what, I didn't start out to be a preacher, but some days I feel like one, and so be it, because there's power in the blood of Jesus, and that's what's going to sustain you, protect you, that's what's going to give your family true sanctuary against the evil that's about to fall this nation. And I'm going to tell you what, we got to stand right on up. If you're in the Smokies or you're in the Blue Ridge, take a look, and if you see any of the Ruskies, report it. You see somebody odd or weird or whatever, let them know. You see some goofball fishermen on the lake, and they got the poles hanging out, but they're doing something else. And when you stand next to them or you get within 10 feet of them, I'm going to tell you what. They might speak perfect English, but the vibration is wrong. The feel, the vibes are not right. They got a different countenance upon them. Look around their head. Study the air around the head and the eyes. See what the countenance is. See if it's dark or evil or what have you. And and then pay attention to the word usage and all of that kind of thing, because they can slip up at times. Their accent will be perfect, but they'll say the wrong thing. If they say the wrong thing, then you tell them, get thee behind me, Satan. You get out of my country. You take off right now, mister. I'm going to drill you right between the eyes and make a canal through that brain pan, Mr. Russian, Mr. Red Chinese, coming in to take what's ours here in this country. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You want to knock out Millie Willie and all the pink jockstrap crowd? You want to knock out the hybrids and all those who worship your God, little G God Lucy? Well, let me tell you what. When you come into the center, when you come into the center of the country, when you come into the heartlands, you come into the regions and the Smokies or the Blue Ridge, you come into the Great Plains, you come into the lake areas, and when the crap starts and all the stuff happens, I'm going to tell you what, we're going to light your butts up, and you're going to see the vengeance of an American, red-blooded American who's tired of being thrown down the well, being run over with the tractor-trailer, being stolen from and being dissed and talked about like they're a piece of crap, because I'll tell you, be ready for what comes at you to come to take your home. Stand in the gap against evil on behalf of the Lord Jesus, on behalf of your family, on behalf of your Bill of Rights, your property, your business, whatever it is you wish to protect. You got a horse ranch in Utah, you know, and I'm not talking about giant, but you got a horse, but you got a lane. I would get me a 45-70 with one of them old Quigley down under sights, you know what I'm saying? And I'd have that sucker dialed in after about 1,500 yards, you know, 1,000 yards, 800, 500, you see what I'm saying? I'd have my painted stones, or I'd have a red arrow fletching up in the trees, or whatever it might be, all right, to keep your eye peeled as to what the distance is. And you just keep them down at the end of the lane, you know? Old Big Mac could tell you the same thing. Old Big Mac say, you just put them down way out there, and you go back to eating your cheeseburger, if you know what I mean, brother. And I'm going to tell you what, you don't forget that you're a real American. You don't forget you're a Christian. And there's no reason to say that we got to lay down, because this is the time when things are not going to be going right. And he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved, all right? And nobody's telling you to lay down and get your head chopped up by the Muslim, or get your wife and family raped and your home stolen. I'm going to tell you what. They come for you. They come for your house, and give them the blizzard, man. Give them the blizzard and give them the cold steel. Give them the Vietnam War steel, or the Iraq War, the Afghan War steel. Give them the World War I steel. Shoot, man, I've got a, if I had a, I don't have an M1. If I had one, I got an M1 bayonet that you could stick from here to Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Next Sunday, right? It's so dadgum long. But I like the K-bar knife. I like a boot knife. I like another knife, too. I'll get a 5-inch K-bar and a 7-inch, and I'll do that. I like a machete, and I also like, you know, guns that don't misfire when peasants fire them. I'm not a 223 man. I would just as soon have the enemy's weapon. You understand what I'm saying? I'd just as soon have the 7.62-39. I've got the 223. I have a longer range thing, and that's what I would prefer. I've got my stuff dialed in. I know what the distance is to a certain landmark there, certain landmark here. I got a Mr. Loophole provides optics. So, I mean, I can take care of that. But at some point in time, they're going to bum rush you and come for you. And if they do that, I'm going to tell you what, you work around the flanks, you take their side men out. Because these people are not the quality of people that they used to be. Maybe the Russians are, but other people are not necessarily. And they don't expect you to do the things that they would do. They don't expect you to charge at them. They expect you to run, and because you're a weak little thing, and you run from the BLM or the what, the boop, boop, boop. Oh, no. You stand in the gap, and you get better than what they give. And you charge them. You take it to them. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you're with the Lord Jesus, when he's with you and you're with him, and you repent of your sin, and you say, Lord, will you come in the heart to be my Savior? Will you wash me clean? And Lord, when evil comes, where do you want me to stand against them? Where do you want me to stand, Lord Jesus? Where do you want me to stand? And I'm going to tell you, that's where you stand, where he tells you. He says you put your family over there, or he might say, gee, have your family load your magazines for you. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you're with Lord Jesus and he's your Savior, if you're to die here, you know where you're going to go. You know where you're going to go, just like you know your current address, or just like you know your middle name, or you know your old phone number, or whatever it is when you was a kid, or whatever the thing is. Whatever you remember very well, that's how well you know where you're going to go. And if you do that, then I'm going to tell you what, it gives you strength. It gives you power and glory, because the source of all that is Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. So if they're going to come and they're going to blow up the TVA, Dan, or they're going to take out different power plants, they're going to take out the different things in the Great Lakes. I told you last night, if they use suitcases, which they probably have garnered, you know, had them dug up, and they might have had them dug up in Virginia and come on down into Johnson City, you see what I'm saying? Come around the bend, you know. They could also be up there coming across, you know, and have the real nice little, they could have a missile launcher. They could have Russian submarines that could have a small torpedo, or that could place a nuclear device that would create a massive tsunami. Or they could just put one that would blow a whole section of a city or a power plant. Well, what do you got? What do you got there? I mean, you got Detroit, Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You got Duluth, you know. And, oh, incidentally, just for another place. Later this afternoon, they were up around looking and searching actively, doing racetracks near Traverse City, Michigan. So anybody up there, maybe Marty Lagina, all those people at the Marine Winery, you might take a look and see if the Russians are outside your gate. You might take a look and see if the boys are coming out of their hunting camps or fishing camps. Or they've come in and they've got them a little ducky boat, or they've got them a little mini sub, or whatever it is. Or it could just be a freighter, or a fishing vessel, or a yacht. With a whole lot of guys in, you know, hut, you know, Michigan sweatshirts and ball caps and pop, and doing it that way. But they could be ready to take us out. So if they're already in the United States in terms of hundreds and thousands, and the Chinese as well, then you've got a large thing. And who's going to stand against that if all our troops are overseas? Or if some of our troops basically working for the collaborators, the colluders, who take the $1.45 billion allegedly from the Red Chinese through their son, okay? The Jägermeister, their son, the hunter, the Jäger, right? Because he always keeps 10% for the old. Always keep 10% for the old big guy, right? So if you have a compromised president, you got a compromised vice president, you got compromised, you know, Mitch McConnell. People say, well, why is Mitch helping the Democrats and all of that? Well, interestingly enough, Mitch's wife, father is one of the largest shipping moguls in the entire world, and he's from Taiwan. He's Chinese, but that guy also sits on the board of directors with Mitch's wife's sister of a corporation in Red China that builds all the vessels for their shipping construction, does the construction for their shipping. So which side are they on? How much money did Mitch get, you know, when he changed his tune from being against the Tiananmen Square massacre and all that stuff, where he kind of played a little more ball, okay? How much did he get? I read you years ago from the book talking about it, Secret Empires, I believe Peter Schweitzer Schweitzer, wrote the book about all of that. Peter Schweitzer, Secret Empires. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's fixing to be a wild weasel wing-dang-doodle. And Texas Department of Emergency Services, or Texas FEMA in a sense, is worried about takeover of the pipelines, the transfer stations, the regional transfer hubs, the refineries, and all of that. If they don't have a contingency plan, if they haven't thought that up by now, they haven't figured that out by now, they better get dadgum well busy, because I'm going to tell you, you take out Texas and the Louisiana on the refineries and the offshore oil coming in, and you've drastically hurt the defensive and the war-making capability and the economic capability of the United States. And then proud old China Joe cut off the pipeline, didn't he? Because that old pipeline coming out from Canada, the Keystone, coming out of Alberta, that was going to be going, and that now goes to Red China. That oil goes to Red China on the West Coast. And now he wants to cut the pipeline down from Canada into Michigan. Well, then you don't have any gasoline. How are you going to fuel cars that you make? Oh, well, you've got the electric cars. Oh, the battery's made in China, Red China Joe. Oh, we can't go to war. China, General Milley calling, please don't attack us yet, because we have not got our order for our boots and combat helmets, and BDUs have not come in. They're out in one of our those vessels that you sent. And we can't get, because supply chain, we can't get the new boots for our troops. Now, I know some are made in the United States, but I'm going to tell you a large portion of it, the Chinese chips are not. One of the reasons they want Taiwan is because of the high technology and the best quality chips are coming out of there. Well, why can't they come out of Memphis, Tennessee, or out of New Hampshire, or out of California? Well, let's keep California. Why can't they come out of South Dakota or North Dakota? Come out of Kansas, all right? They can put that stuff in Wichita, or put it in Kansas City, Missouri, or, you know, outside of St. Louis, or, you know, just about anywhere. Why not? Because somebody after World War II started to fold the royal blush hand. The end of World War II, you defeated the Nazis, defeated the Japanese. You had the atomic bomb and nobody else had it, or the others were working on it, but they didn't have it yet. And you had 56% of the industrial output of the entire planet, and every country on the planet owed the United States money, except for Finland, which paid their debt. Finland's buying some new aircraft, by the way. Well, I'm going to tell you what, this thing is going to go wild, weasel, like you can't believe. And I've been telling you from the beginning to expect the fact that there's probably going to be a power grid down, one way or the other. Cumbre Vieja goes, if it goes, 65 million dead. And then the power plants on the East Coast that will collapse the rest of the grid, all the way across the pond, all the way across the country. If you then also make doubly sure to take out the TVA dams, or you take out Hoover or different dams out west, plus some key power substations and the refinery business, you know, the gasoline and the oil pipelines coming out of the Gulf and then coming on up into the United States. Further on up, well, then you pretty much have taken the country out. And that's all going to be down to the region, down to your neighborhood, down to your holler, you know. They come into your holler, you better be ready for them. And I know you are. Because I'll tell you what, Americans are, for the most part, good, warm, hard-working, warm-blooded, red-blooded Americans. for the most part. And, oh, yes, there's a lot of difference in politics now. But when the push comes to shoving, and you got a foreign entity now taking charge of the reins after a power grid down, okay, or you got individual, you know, evil hordes of people that are just hungry for the most part. So what should you be doing? Should you get another can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup? Should you get some more, a few more bags of rice? Should you just keep doing that as long as you've got a little extra? As long as you've got a little extra enough to buy a $3 can of soup or whatever the bag of rice is going for now, the 20-pound bag or the 10-pound bag or even a 10-pound box of minute rice or whatever it is, all right? Or a 2-pound box, whatever it is. Get something more to give yourself and your family another ration for another day or another week or another month or for a year. I would also tell you, Jesus told you to get the lamp oil and the wick to be able to have a lantern working so you can have a lamp and you can see. If you have the ability and you got money, then buy a good quality night vision. You want to get some good night vision, you contact Brother Steve Quayle. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. That's Steve Quayle's number. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. And you tell him to hook you up with the best quality night vision. Or if you need gold or silver, I'm going to tell you what, silver at $22 or $23, whatever, somewhere in that $22.15 or whatever it was this afternoon, that is one heck of a deal. Silver is going to go at least to $48 or $45 at some point here. That's 100% ratio, isn't it? Gold is about $17.75 or something today. Well, that's down a little bit. Get you some if you've got your food, if you got your water purification, if you got your guns, your ammo. And I'm going to give you that other one to think about. Go to approvedgasmask.com. I don't have anything with them, but just go to them and take a look. I think approvedgasmask.com. And whatever you order from, whoever you order from, order brand new quality. Brand new quality, as best as you can afford. Cool. Full military grade nuclear biological chemical, radiological, the C-burn. Get the full top quality filters and an excellent quality gas mask. And then think about your children with the baby ranger. If you got small kids or you got a grandkid and you're sitting there, grandpa or grandma, you better get a baby ranger for the young child. Okay? That will protect them. They can't wear a gas mask. And they might need to wear one. Well, if you think really be nuclear. Well, it could be, but it could very well just as easily be a real killer dinner virus or bacterial infection spreading a plague. So consequently, you may want that. You may want Tyvek F. Tyvek F, as in Frank, or better quality suits that will protect you against radiation, chemicals, etc. You need the chemical boots or the booties over your other shoes. You need the big, thick rubber chemical gloves. You got to get the gas mask. You need extra filter. And then if you have pets, there are positive pressure systems. You can also get, if you've got a bunker room or you've got in your basement, you've got a nice corner all laid out where you're in a bomb shelter. You can put a positive pressure system on that. You can also get the ones where you can do the cranking or whatever and get the vent from the outside or do that. But you can do a positive pressure system as long as you've got any way to power it. This is the time, while you still have a modicum, a small amount of time, to put back whatever you need. If you can do nothing else, then you buy an extra can of Chunky Soup, because that will take care of you, your rations, for one day. That's what you're going to eat. If you can put together a little bit of poke salad or a little bit of dandelion greens or you know, lettuce you can grow indoors in the window, all right? Or in the cold frame, or whatever you got, or a greenhouse, or whatever you got. Or if you're in the mild climates, you know, put it under a hoop, though, or put it under something like that to protect it from sprays from above. The chemtrails are being sprayed for big time again. That was all gone during Trump for the most part. The skies were returning and clearing back up, and weather was starting to change a little bit more to back the way it used to be. Now we got 80-degree temperatures in the mountains. You got snow coming, I guess. But yet the other day, you had snow in Hawaii. I'll tell you what, you want to keep Bud Hawk in the game, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome, believe you me. Because I want to stick in this to the end. I want to stay as long as I can on behalf of the Lord Jesus and be obedient to him as I could possibly be. It could be Federal Reserve notes. It could be a little bit of gold or, you know, a little bit of silver, a quarter, silver quarter, silver dime, ounce of silver, half dollar, whatever it is. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need, 3965. Could be also a check. West 83rd Street, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Now I'm going to tell you what. In Indochina, which is the countries of the Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, up into the Montagnard areas, the mountain tribes, and they go over all the different passes and all the stuff. We can still get, through the Nunamakers Indochina Bible Project, we can still get Bibles and songbooks in the individual dialects of the mountain villages. And they've got a way of sneaking them up there. And, you know, if you can't go on motorbike, you can sure go on the little old ponies up the side of the hills. There's all kind of ways of going, you know, all kind of ways of going. And if I was those mean old communists looking for people, I would look for those ponies going up the hills and focus over there, that's for sure. Anyway, I'm just being facetious. Dave and Debbie Nunamaker. They've come. They're back now in the United States. They're in South Carolina. Debbie, after we've prayed for her, and a lot of people prayed for her down there and all over the world have prayed for her, she has returned to have a better blood pressure and a better heart condition. And, Lord Jesus, will you continue to provide Dave and Debbie Nunamaker, each and individually, what they need, their medical miracles. And Dave has some issues in the past. He needs medical miracles, Lord Jesus. And Debbie, Lord, keep these two in your service because they are stalwarts. They do the job. They've been doing it for 50, 60 years. So, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep putting some Bibles and some songbooks in the proper dialect of the mountain tribes of Indochina. You send anything you can send or board, check, money order, cash, whatever, to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Send it to Nunamaker Bible Project or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel for Young Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, that's with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'm going to tell you what, the people over there in the mountain tribes are on fire for the Lord Jesus. They are having meetings, they're baptizing, they're winning souls. People are just jumping for joy over there. They're enjoying these books that are in, finally in their own language, their own dialects. And each one of the village areas has their own dialect. And we'll call them the Montagnards, which are the mountain villages. Wonderful people. and then the people that worked and worked on behalf and are still working on behalf to get these Bibles to them, they're brave, true, and they're blessed by the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. So once again, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus bless you. May our Father in heaven bless you for all you would do for that. And the Noonamakers will thank you beyond belief, because I'll tell you what, we're still in the game. We're still helping them. And that's the way we do it. And we just give the offer and make the appeal, and people will come out. At the same time, we know that things are going the wrong direction in this country, and you need to be stockpiling stuff for yourself. But I'm going to tell you what, we all got to stay in the game. We all got to keep each other in the game one way or the other on behalf of the Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Power in the blood of Jesus. And whether the Russians or the Red Chinese or any other heathen or any other person come down into the Great Lakes or into the Blue Ridge and on in down into the Smoky Mountains, let them stay there. Because I'll tell you what, just like we talked about many, many times, Ezekiel 38, right? Verse 10, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, and all of them dwelling without walls, and having either bars or gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, let me tell you something. They're talking about the middle of the United States. Don't go into that loose period night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your property, your Bill of Rights. Oh, yes. Mighty men and women of valor. Put them TR-3Bs to work and zap some of them suckers right now. Make a mess out of the Chica. Make a mess out of the Three Gorges. And I'm going to tell you, you know the frequency, because there's a flaw in them dams that was built right on in. You jiggle that the right way, and that's going to go bye-bye. That'll keep them busy. They want to keep us busy. You keep them busy, because we're already at war. And then in the midst of that, you're going to see the aliens come on in, you know? And Lucifer and his crowd are here, giving orders to the pentagram and the high people in the high places. Prince Charles even talking about the Antichrist, the he. Mickey LaPoo, I know you're ready, baby. You got it made.